It had already begun to snow when Hugh Herr and Jeff Batzer set off up a wooded trail near the base of New Hampshire's Mount Washington on a frigid morning in January 1982. They'd been planning their trip for months and had driven through the night from Lancaster, Pennsylvania to get there. Herr, a baby-faced 17-year-old with a floppy mane of brown hair, knew Batzer was eager to get to the top. But as the two climbers hiked in, they were still unsure whether they would attempt to summit that day. The crown of the mountain had been obscured by ominous clouds when they'd left that morning, and after a 25-minute hike through a deep, narrow gorge, it was blocked from their view. The pair halted about 3/4 mile in at the base of Odell's Gully, a notorious ice field where just months before a young climber had tumbled to his death. As Herr and Batzer stood gaping up at a long blue ice runnel snaking down steeply from a broad elevated plateau, visibility remained good, and the frigid wind whistled faintly around them. They shrugged off their packs, dumping their bivy gear at the side of the trail so they could go up fast and light, unencumbered. Herr led the way up the steep ice wall. At 17, he was 3 years younger than Batzer, but there was never any question he'd go first. Herr had been climbing with his older brothers since the age of 7. By the time he'd reached his teens, Herr was a nationally recognized rock climber, a child prodigy to climbing peers, considered one of the nation's top 10, and possibly the best on the East Coast. Just months before, in fact, Herr had pulled off a climb so audacious, so technically challenging, many in the climbing community had at first refused to believe the news. Herr had taken aim at Super Crack, considered perhaps the hardest climb in the entire Northeast. The climb consisted of an angled pinnacle split by a narrow, inch-and-a-half-wide crack running from bottom to top, angling outward as it went up. Halfway up, an intimidating 18-inch overhang completely blocked the route, requiring climbers to hang one-handed and, through a gravity-defying miracle, somehow reach around the overhang to grip an impossibly spaced hold far above it. The first climber ever to successfully make the ascent, in 1972, fell 32 times before he reached the top. The year before Herr's attempt, one of the world's top climbers, Kim Kerrigan, took an entire day on the wall to conquer it. The news had electrified the climbing community nonetheless. Kerrigan was the first climber ever to accomplish this feat in such a short period of time. Most climbers had to siege for several days. To prepare for his climb, Herr carefully studied the contours of the wall, the faint ridges, and sparse handholds. Then he built a full-scale replica in his barn out of cement block, wood, and mortar, and trained for an entire winter, attempting to climb his replica wall several times a day. By the time spring rolled around and Herr attacked the real Super Crack, the route was so familiar, Herr was meticulously prepared. He almost made it up on his first try, before falling. Then he started up again at the bottom, and completed the climb in less than 20 minutes. It wasn't for nothing that some called Herr the Boy Wonder.